That was Joy As It Flies from a new recording by drummer, composer, arranger, writer Steve Brown, the new record East European Shoes. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Todd.
So that is almost like a calypso piece. It doesn't sound, you know, in a sense, and then with the soprano sax, it does sound kind of Eastern European with what's being played on that. Can you tell me a little bit about this piece and how it relates to the record?
I played on a cruise ship back in the 1800s and heard a lot of what they call soca, which is soul calypso. And I always wanted to write a song in that vein. Of course, true soul calypso or soca is with vocals and a big old horn section and back and all that. But so I just set up myself the challenge, which I do with a lot of these tunes. I just set up a challenge and I try to meet it as best I can. Of course, it came out quite different, as it always does, from what I'd intended, which was almost a little bit of, I don't know how to pronounce these words, I've only seen them, soukous, the African pop stuff also. So I wanted some of that in there, you know, with those twin guitar stuff. But at any rate, it came out as you heard it.
And on that track, we've got Joe Thompson on the soprano, Greg Tardy on the tenor, Mark Bowling on guitar, looks like Bill Swan on the piano, Daniel Brown on the bass, and of course, Steve Brown, our guest, on the drums. That's a pretty great lineup.
It really is. I can't speak highly enough for these guys. Why they play with me, I have no idea, and I'm serious about that. But I'm so glad they do, because they take the skeletons of my material and they flesh it out and they put heart in it and it becomes music. And I'm so appreciative.
There's a lot of different moods on this record and a lot of different feels, a lot of different grooves. That I think is what makes the record so listenable, is like every piece really has a separate and unique identity. Let's hear the title track, East European Shoes. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Thank you.
The title track from East European Shoes, the new recording by Steve Brown. Steve, that piece is in that weird intersection of sad and beautiful.
I'm glad you hear it that way, Todd.
Tell me about this piece, East European Shoes. And by the way, that last solo on the clarinet was Greg Tardy.
Yes. It was inspired by a visit to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., in which they have this huge room that is simply filled with shoes of the dead concentration camp members. One of the most powerful events in my life. It's hard to put it into words. I think you've experienced that, so you know what I'm talking about. But it inspired this song, and in fact, I got permission from the museum to use a picture of shoes from a Holocaust camp in the interior of the cover of the CD, and I sent them, of course, several copies of the CD. But it's not only Jews, but every undesirable to the Nazis, homosexuals, gypsies, etc., that died there. And so it's my tribute to those folks.
It's a really effective piece of music, too, because it just seems really reflective and just has this touch to it. Was this something you pulled off on the first take, or did you have to have several goes at this? And same with writing it. Did it take you a while to get that just where you felt it should be?
Yeah, writing is almost always a very long, painstaking process for me. But there were two takes, and it was a real hard choice to decide between them. I eventually had to. And I guess what I want to point out is the tasteful, spacious lyricalness of Bill Swan as a soloist and as an accompanist on piano. Just wonderful. And of course, Greg. Gosh, I could go on for hours about Greg.
Yeah. Well, both of the solos in that piece were just like I was mentioning earlier, sad, beautiful, and evocative, and just very emotional, I felt.
I feel like the musicians really got into the spirit of each song, which as a composer is all you can ask for.
Of course, you're a drummer, and the stereotype of drummers is they don't compose, but certainly this is not the case. When did you start composing and writing? When did you venture into that world?
What a great question. Actually, in undergraduate school, when I was getting my degree in jazz and studio music, as it was called then, I think I was the first graduate of that program that Jerry Coker started, and of course there's a song dedicated to Jerry on the CD as well.
Which one's dedicated to Jerry?
It's just called Jerry.
Yeah, I was going to make that guess. I was, but I just want to make double sure. Well, you want to hear that one, or do you want to hear If I Only Had a Brain? You know, if I gave you a toss up.
Let's hear Jerry.
I would love to hear Jerry from the new recording. From Steve Brown, East European Shoes, this is Jerry. Thank you. Jerry from a new recording by Steve Brown that's called East European Shoes. That song dedicated to Jerry Coker and features Greg Tardy, Mark Bowling, Joe Thompson, Bill Swan, Daniel Brown, the nephew of the drummer and leader of the group, Steve Brown.
His claim to fame.
That's right. Did everybody that played on that particular cut have a relationship with Jerry or know Jerry at some point?
Oh, that's a great question. Not Greg, I don't think, but everyone else, yes.
Yeah. Has Jerry heard that or do you know?
I don't know. That is a great question. I need to send one to his son.
Yeah. When you were writing this particular piece of music, were you trying to incorporate Jerry-isms or are certain things that you think that he might like or do, or is this just how you felt?
How I felt. I rarely try to directly imitate something, although, of course, I take, as everyone does, from various sources and experiences in my life. And Jerry Coker was one of my first main teachers of the world of jazz.
And I know there are a lot of Jerry students out there that are listening. There's just so many people that he made an amazing impact and imprint upon as a musician. I took his jazz piano class, which was revelatory for me. It was incredible.
Yes. And that was required for jazz majors, so I took it as well. Imagine me playing the main voyage piano part.
Yeah, we were working on the Circle of Fists, and I don't play piano, so
me either.
It was tough. I wasn't a jazz major. I just begged, because of what I'd heard about Jerry, I begged to be in the class, and he let me in.
Yeah. I guess another thing I'd like to point out about that tune is, of course, my nephew's Daniel's great bass playing, which, in a totally different way, on the first tune you played, "Joy as It Arises," is kind of, I think, in the spirit of Jaco, and is very percolating and bubbly underneath everything that's going on. And here it's more somber, as appropriate on acoustic bass. The other was on electric. And I guess another thing I'd like to point out is just the great engineering that Alan Smith did on all of this material.
It sounds really great. It sounds live, but not too live. You know what I mean? It has that nice studio capture where you can hear everything, but the recording has a live flow to it. Is that, how much of that is engineering and that, how much of that is your playing? And
it's a combination. Definitely engineering has a lot to do with it, in the room. And the fact that a lot of this was first or second takes. Now, I must give due credit to Joe Thompson also, who produced and arranged and co-composed one of the songs. His musical sensibility is all over this CD, as it was on the last two, and without him, the music would not exist. It also might be fruitful to hear a story that is true. After the first song or so, maybe first take, I can't remember, in the studio, Greg turned to me and said, "I need more." Now, this is a guy that played with Elvin Jones, and he's asking Steve Brown of Knoxville, Tennessee, to play more. what can I say? I hope the results are satisfying. That's all I can say.
Well, I think you gave him more. And this is a really beautiful record. It's called East European Shoes, Steve Brown. You can find this record on his website, Steve Brown Music.
Musician.
Oh, yeah. SteveBrownMusician.com. And also on that website, you can do a little research about his previous releases, Trinity, which we played quite a bit here, and Within. Those are both fine recordings as well.
Yes. I hope so.
Yeah. Well, they're done. There's not much you can do about it. You're not happy.
That's true.
But, I mean, I imagine you're very happy with this one.
I am. I'm happy with all of them. As you must know, Todd, being a composer and performer yourself. Songs are like children, and you kind of nurture them, and then they grow up in their performance, and then they're finally released into the world, so to speak, on CDs, and I wish them well.
Yeah, me too. Steve, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Todd.